A Prayer for Our Purpose by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job 42:2. God created humanity in His image. He knit each of us in our mother's womb, and has given each of us specific purpose. There's no one exactly like another. And yet, we often stretch our necks to compare what others are doing or dreaming of doing with their lives. We have to remember this truth. Someone else's calling doesn't strip any value from our own. The Voice paraphrase translates Job 42:2 as, "I know you can do everything. Nothing you can do can be foiled or frustrated." The NIV Study Bible notes explain, "Job finally sees that God and His purposes are supreme." God called us to take care of each other, the earth, and all the wildlife in it. That takes a lot of jobs, not just a direct call to ministry as a pastor, speaker, missionary, etc. Our Father in Heaven works through all types of professions and callings to minister to the human heart with His love. We're capable of nothing good without God through Jesus Christ. Once we bump into Christ on the road of our lives, it's hard not to drop everything and follow Him. And when we do, we find true satisfaction in His will for our lives. Let's pray. Father, Jesus, our Savior, may the moment we met You remain on the top of our minds. Soften our hearts to Your call more each day. Grow us in Your wisdom, and teach us to adopt Your perspective. Help us to submit our worries, comparison, jealousy, bitterness, and envy to You each and every day in exchange for a fresh vision of Your will for our lives. Day by day, You're making us new. We struggle so much to live day by day. We want to know how the story ends and if we'll achieve what we set out to. Increase our trust in You, Christ Jesus, to lead us each day, giving us what we need to be prepared to love the other people You've placed in our lives. Make us noticers of Your handiwork, God, of Your creation. Bless those called to care for the earth, working to protect and care for plants and protecting forests and grasslands. Bless the ones You purpose to care for the seas and the life teeming in those waters. Every creature You've put on earth matters deeply to You, but none more than us. It's hard to believe that we've been created in Your image. Thank You for the opportunity to live our lives within the love of Christ, where we wake each day to a fresh blessing of grace and forgiveness. Amplify Your voice above all others, God. We pray Your will over our lives, over what we want to be when we grow up. Let Your will reign paramount in our plans, today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.